impressed were you with the work Dave did with the free agents?
Well, I think, you know, what Dave did is, you know, for the Jaguars, it wasn't impulsive. I think it's been something that's been planned over the last several months, and it's almost like, you know, getting ready for the Olympics. I mean, the starting gun goes off. You need to be prepared and, you know, make the most of it.
That was your first sort of foray into that first-tier free agency. Impressions?
Chaotic?
I think it is chaotic, but again, you know, the league rules allow, you know, just timelines, and you've got to be ready for that. I think the most important thing is to identify who the players would be and, you know, being a logical fit. And we had identified five players in that top tier, and we were successful with three of those. And so, and then, you know, what the next stage would be after that, who would be the candidates, and getting ready for those.
Sean, you said in your first year of ownership once mm-hmm. that you wanted to change the perception of the Jaguars that the other owners had said to you in terms of what their thought process about bringing their team to Jacksonville and the money generated by that and the television ratings and so forth. Have you seen a shift in that here in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. I think the shift would be it's not just, you know, verbal or casual. I think the shift is, you know, we are the best practice in the league on a number of different areas. I think that's really good news for all the hard work the Jaguars team has done. So, I mean, there could be example after example where, you know, we've learned from the other 31 clubs, and certainly now it's, you know, it's kind of fun to have them come and see what we're doing better, and they could get better using some of our.
It is interesting that Mark laid out in February where the Jaguars ranked in terms of fan experience and fan engagement and how other teams at the end of last year and now again this year want to come and learn some things about what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot more than the fan experience aspect also. I mean, there are many, many areas about you know, ticket selling, for example. How do you engage the local community, and especially, you know, when we haven't had success in the field, reinvigorating that. And so, you know, we are kind of a good role model for a number of teams that could come in, and, you know, we can share with them. So.
Mark Lampion signed a new contract last week. Why was it important to keep him on for long term?
I think Mark's done a great job, and I think he's brought a level of competency, you know, energy, sophistication that, you know, has been very helpful to the Jaguars. And that is part of the reason, you know, just Sam was just asking about some of the benchmarking, why we're looked upon as really innovative, certainly in the front office.